Today, President Bush unveiled a new stump speech that included a stinging denunciation of his opponent. He said Democrat John Kerry has a strategy of retreat. It was Mr. Bush's most aggressive attack yet on Senator Kerry, and the Democrats were quick to respond. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and has this report.
The White House promoted this as a major policy speech on terrorism and the economy. And indeed, the setting was formal, a stage with a sober backdrop featuring muted red, white, and blue banners. No balloons, no confetti, no campaign signs waving in the air. Still, it was quickly clear it was a campaign event.
In less than a month, you'll have a chance to vote for Dick Cheney and me. Think about that, less than a month. I'm looking forward to coming down the stretch with a positive, strong message.
But despite that promise to be positive, over the next 45 minutes, the president attacked John Kerry with biting criticism and a tone that was often mocking. There was this on Kerry's promise to roll back tax cuts for Americans earning more than $200,000 a year.
My opponent is one of the few candidates in history to campaign on a pledge to raise taxes. And that's the kind of promise a politician from Massachusetts usually keeps.
The president accused Kerry of having a pre-9/11 mindset regarding terrorism. He repeated his campaign mantra that his opponent's positions often change.
Last week in our debate, he once again came down firmly on every side of the Iraq war.
Referring to last week's debate, the president said the senator called for more training for Iraqis and complained about the cost of the war. He said Kerry called it the wrong war at the wrong place at the wrong time and promised to get more international involvement.
You hear all that and you can understand why somebody would make a face.
That line, which got big applause and laughs, was, of course, a reference to the president's own demeanor during last week's debate. Today's event was simply a sharply retooled stump speech, which, thanks to the way it was promoted by the White House, got carried live on cable news channels. A Kerry campaign spokesman said the speech was a reaction to the president's poor performance in Thursday's debate. Kerry's running mate, John Edwards, fresh off his own debate last night with Dick Cheney, called the speech further proof that the president is out of touch.
Now, earlier today, President Bush gave what they described as a major address on the economy and on terrorism. The problem is, of course, when you got the same old tired ideas, the same old false attacks, the same old tired rhetoric, there are no new ideas.
Edwards said Mr. Bush continues to refuse to acknowledge the current mess in Iraq.
Over 1,000 American men and women have died, Americans being kidnapped, beheadings, parts of the country under the control of insurgents. They can't fix a mess when they don't even recognize there is a mess. This president is completely out of touch with reality, and it showed again in his speech today.
Political analysts say the president's increasingly tough language should come as no surprise. This was an attempt by Mr. Bush to regain momentum after his campaign hit a rough patch, and with another debate scheduled for Friday. Don Gagne, NPR News, traveling with the Bush campaign.